Now, the Justice Minister, David Ford, has announced that Strabane Courthouse will be among five in Northern Ireland, which will close later this summer. The others are in Armagh, Ballymena, Lisburn and Mahara Felt. Mr Ford had already announced the closure of the Limavady Courthouse. It is now used as a hearing centre. Peter Jack is a solicitor in Limavady. Good morning to you, Peter.
Morning, Linda.
We'll talk about this decision to close five others in a moment or two, but first of all, in terms of what now happens in Limavady, explain to us what a hearing centre is.
Well, and they might call it a hearing centre, but it has quite obviously been a courthouse for over 100 years. That was the plan by the court service, by death by a thousand cuts. First of all, they reduced the status of the building from a courthouse to a hearing centre. It has been used to dispense justice for over a century as both a petty sessions and most recently a district judge's court. And it is a very sad day for the town. It's a very sad day for access to local justice, which I don't think anybody in the court service has actually considered. I mean, Ballymena's a huge centre. Ballymena's been closed. Mahara Felt, Armagh, etc. And all because somebody's tried to save a few quid. And I don't think it is, because it's just meaning that somebody else's government budget is going to have to spend more, for instance, police and travel time and waiting time.
And of course, David Ford would say, and he's had to rubber stamp this decision, but that he's been left in no real option, because this has been a recommendation by the court service. They had looked at all their real estate, so to speak, and thought this is the only option to try and save money. So his hand has been forced on this.
Well, it's strange. Whenever we had Westminster ruling us, we had no courthouse closures, we had custody suites open at most police stations, and now we have local rule, and we find custody suites in Limavady Station and elsewhere have been closed. We find courthouses been closed. The court users who may have to rely on public transport are meant to be in Coleraine Court or Derry Court for 10 o'clock. It's going to be extremely difficult. What price access to local justice? I mean, we need hospitals. We need all the major services.
Yeah.
And this is a courthouse, and here we are, shut.
You say that, Peter, but in reality, Coleraine's not that far away. Derry's not that far away. We're not talking a major inconvenience, are we?
We are, if you're trying to use the bus service, Enda, because the bus service between Limavady and Coleraine is appalling. To make it to Coleraine Court for 10 o'clock, someone's going to have to leave Limavady at 8:15. And if they've got young family, that's going to be extremely difficult for them to do.
And what about the impact on solicitors? Because a lot of people are hearing the voice of solicitors on this across the board and across Northern Ireland.
Doesn't matter about solicitors.
Well, that's the voices that people hear. They're not hearing from the ordinary man and woman on the street, because, of course, they don't really know when they're going to appear in court again, perhaps.
Well exactly. And it's going to be extremely difficult for them to do so. And if they're not there, a bench warrant may well be issued by the court for their immediate arrest. It's not going to help justice to be ruled out. I mean, this is a building which has been used perfectly well, perfectly valid, as a courthouse. It's a sad day for a town. It's a further blow to the status of a town, with our factories being closed, with our custody suite gone.
Isn't the reality, Peter, that
by government, yeah, don't care about Limavady?
Isn't the reality, though, that the courthouse there wasn't that well used, and that's why it was in the firing line?
But, and it was used as a courthouse. It was used for it dispensed it, and it's provided everything it needed. It needed to be there for a petty sessions on a Wednesday. It was. It needed to be there for civil cases and matrimonial cases on a Friday. It was. It did exactly what it said on the tin. It was a courthouse. It dispensed justice. And again, access to local justice has been denied by the so-called Minister for Justice.
Can you imagine how the general public may not have an awful lot of sympathy for you and the others fighting to keep courthouses as open, because you're directly affected. You're going to be hit in the pocket because you're going to have to travel further now for court hearings. But by and large, people will say there are bigger priorities out there than keeping courthouses open.
Well, obviously, the Department of Justice thinks that a new computer system for the Department of Justice is a priority and a lavish upgrade of their buildings. It makes me really think what is more important to them. And I mean, no politician wanted this. No politician put this in their manifesto 5 years ago. And yet here we have, this decision has been foisted upon us. And I really know of nobody except the small cartel of bean counters in Belfast who think this is a wise idea.